A string of freeway shootings has motorists around Ohio's largest city, Columbus, on edge, particularly during this busy holiday travel season. Police are investigating 10 shootings on or near a stretch of I-270, the highway that surrounds the city of Columbus. At least two of those incidents appear to be connected. Police have linked the bullets from two shootings, including one this past Tuesday, that killed a 62-year-old woman. They're asking people in the area to report anything suspicious, and they're calling on the shooter or shooters to contact authorities. Natalie Walston is a reporter for WCMH-TV, the local NBC television station there. She says so far there have been no other injuries.
Most of these incidents, some of them were not reported to the police, some were. But the public didn't know about any of these other shootings, and in part because it involved several separate law enforcement agencies. And so nobody at the time until Mrs. Knisely's death was really looking into the connection between these shootings.
And you're speaking of Gail Knisely. That's the 62-year-old woman that was killed.
Right. Gail Knisely, 62-year-old. She was from Washington Courthouse, which is a small town about 40 miles southwest of Columbus. She was in Columbus for the day with her best friend, been friends with her since she was little. Her best friend was taking her to the doctor because Gail didn't like to drive in Columbus. She didn't like to drive in the big city. So they were on their way to the doctor's appointment. Then they were going to go shopping for Christmas. And as they were on the roadway, they heard the bullet enter the car. It grazed Mrs. Knisely's friend's coat, actually. And just as the bullet entered the car, Mrs. Knisely, her last words, she said, "What was that?" And then, you know, her best friend driving looked over, and her friend was slumped over in the passenger seat.
Was it a single bullet that entered the vehicle?
Yeah, police are saying it was a single bullet, and they're not sure where the shooter was. This area around there on 270 is heavily wooded, and in the center, I don't know if you can even call it a median. It's not like a normal median. It's not a strip of concrete. It's a grassy area in the center of this highway on 270 where she was shot, and there are some trees jutting up there. It looks like it's an overpass right there where, exactly in that area where she was shot. So somebody could have been underneath the overpass, possibly crawled up there. Somebody could have been in the woods. So, and as you can imagine, people driving in that area are just on pins and needles.
There was some early speculation that this may have been a stray bullet from hunters or from target practice. Have police now abandoned that theory?
Definitely. The Franklin County Sheriff Jim Carnes said at first, when it first happened, he said it was a high-powered rifle. It wasn't a hunter. He said it could have been target practice. But once word of this came out and people were calling police or people were coming to police saying, "Hey, my car has a bullet hole in it," and then police started investigating all of the shootings since May, and then they realized, you know, it's not a random or accidental act of violence.
Do police actually think this may be the work of a sniper?
If they do, police aren't saying it because they're being very careful not to instill fear in the general public here.
How are people there in Columbus reacting to all this?
Oh, they're scared to death. They cannot believe that something, you know, we were terrified by watching what people in the D.C. area had to go through when you had the snipers there. It's just unbelievable that, you know, it could be a copycat could be out there. There was a story in the local newspaper where a man said when he drives that stretch of highway, that he has 911 punched in on his cell phone, and he has his finger on the send button, just ready, you know, just worried to death that he's going to be the one taken out.
Natalie Walston is a reporter for WCMH-TV, an NBC station in Columbus, Ohio. Natalie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you.